Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today I want to talk to you about what the Bible says about death. Okay, so we know that the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. It also says there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end thereof is death. It says to live is Christ, to die is gain. It says he is risen. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Faith without works is dead. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Okay, so let's start off with the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So we know that if we keep sinning, then it's going to lead us to death. But if we turn away from our sin, start speaking life over, you know, those dead situations when we're caught up in sin, instead of saying, I'm going to do this, that, and the other and be out of the will of God, say, no, I'm going to be in the will of God today. And start speaking life over those dead situations. And then we can inherit eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we choose to do what is right. Which brings me to my next one. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end thereof is death. Okay, maybe that thing is a sinful nature. And you keep doing it and practicing it. Like, it's like a man dressed as a woman, they think that it's okay to dress as a woman and to sleep around with other men, but they can contract AIDS from having sex with other men, and they can die. So they think that it's right, but it leads them to death. So that's just an example. To live is Christ, to die is gain. So if we live in Christ, we're in Christ, right? And if we die, we gain Christ. You know what I mean? And so it's good for us if we live, and it's good for us if we die. If we're living right by God now, when we die, we know that we're going to receive eternal life. So to live is Christ, and to die is gain. We gain rights to his kingdom. So he is risen. Okay, now we know that the Lord was crucified, and that when they looked for him, he wasn't in his tomb anymore. The angel told the disciples that he is risen. So we know that when we die, we rise from the grave. The dead in Christ shall rise first. That's also another clue that we're going to rise from the grave, is that it says that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now there's going to be many in Christ, but the dead in Christ will rise first. They're going to be the first to rise from the grave. And then it says faith without works is dead. So what that means is if I believe in something but I don't work toward it, then my faith is dead. But if I believe in something and I work toward it, then my faith is alive, because I believe I did something that shows that I believe. Okay, so faith without works is dead. If I believe that God can save me from my sin, then I'm going to turn away from sin. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What we speak, what we say out of our mouths determine our destination. We can speak life over a situation. We can speak, you know, I am beautiful, I am smart, I am funny, I am talented, until we become those things. If we're not already those things, until we become those things, you know? And so it's like positive affirmations. You speak life over every situation. And then, or you can choose to speak death, because life and death are in the power of the tongue. By saying, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm short, I'm stupid. You know, those are things that tear you down and they don't lift you up. So why say that? Even if it was true, why speak that over your life? Speak life. It says to speak those things that are not as though they were so. And so speak, I am healthy. I am beautiful. I am smart. I am funny. I am charismatic. I am dynamic. I am fun. I'm awesome, I'm loved, and all of those great things. And that's just how you can speak life instead of death. And so those are a few things that the Bible says about death. All right, until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.